You're early, Alan.
No, I'm not.
It's 8:58.
He's recording.
I'm actually late.
Oh, you're recording. You're not.
Yeah, we're not live.
Hello, recording.
I was busy looking at the, reading about the new Raspberry Pi version.
What?
Like, what are you talking about?
It's a
Pi.
It's a single board computer. Anyway.
No, stop. Stop this nonsense. This is not that type of show.
Yep. Anyway.
Everybody's quiet.
I'm signing in the chat.
Yeah.
Hooray!
I cannot get warm today. I just cannot get warm.
Yeah, it's like terrible. 2 degrees there.
Is it?
I don't know. It's probably freaking cold. I know that.
We're bombing 10. Ha ha ha!
Oh, 6.5 degrees. I like how they give us the 0.5 to make us feel better.
It's weird. The 19 feet of snow is acting as an insulator.
Oh my god. We have so much snow now.
I just got in from shoveling, so uh-huh. I turned my driveway from a ski slope into a luge course.
Nice, fun.
I'm still on several of the town boards from when I lived up in Mass, and apparently there have been 11 billion inches of snow this year.
11 billion.
There sure has, Jay.
And I've been seeing pictures.
Going live.
My mom has been messaging me on Facebook. She's like, we got 18 inches, and there's more coming.
Hello, Internet. How are you enjoying the snow?
Alan, don't comment.
Unfortunately, this latest storm turned my snow into just piles and piles of concrete. But before, it was nice and fluffy, so I took my daughter and threw her in a snowbank.
Oh, that's fun.
She actually did not like it as much as throwing her onto a bouncy bed.
Oh. I can't imagine why.
She sunk into the snow. She just kind of went, it was kind of a vertical wall, and she just kind of stuck into it, and she was just kind of, get me out.
Well, she was head first.
No, I threw her back first. So the little smiling face was sticking out of the snowbank. I also at one point just planted her into one, and she's just like, I can't move. I don't like this.
Save me, Dad. My arms down.
She can't. It was so funny. She was like, she was pointing at the door and saying she wanted to go out. And so I got her snowsuit out. And as soon as she saw the snowsuit, she's like, yeah, screw it.
That's to you.
I can't move in that thing. I don't want in.
Well, she's still in diapers. So she's got that going for her.
Snowsuit.
Wait till she gets a little bit older.
Can she even walk?
You go.
She can walk in the snowsuit, but actually now that, like I said, I've turned my driveway from a ski slope to a luge course, because it's one of those, like, I can't get down to like bedrock. I can't get down to the pavement. And so because of that, there's ruts and bumps and stuff like that. And she has a hard time navigating that.
It is too cold for salt to work too. It's funny, right?
Yeah.
Oh man.
I think if I put salt down, but the thing is, I'm not going to like cover my whole driveway in salt. I mean, I'm not made of money. Even dirt cheap salt, there's only so much you can do.
Isn't that what the used cat litter's for?
No.
You need a flamethrower.
I think urea would melt snow.
It has every time I've tried it.
Not my Rhea. Oh,
what are you talking about? Your Rhea Jay is all Fra Diablo.
I wonder if the phone's working. I should try that.
It's a beagle. It's a phone. It's a beagle phone. Hey, Mom, I'm calling you from a beagle phone. I got it for free from Sports Illustrated.
We have a caller?
No.
Oh.
If we do, it's me.
You're calling yourself? How meta.
If you want to talk on the air, just stay on the line, and you'll be put in the whole queue after this message.
It is
a live show while you wait. The whole queue after this message.
Helen's not here, man.
And now it's going to go into like some crazy meta loop where it's going to hear like a 5 second delay of us. Echo, echo,
start
echo.
Doing Groundhog Day where we're doing the show over and over.
No.
That sounds like a segue.
Hey, okay. It does.
How can you not like Groundhog Day, Brita?
I think it was a matter of like, you know, after the third or fourth time he's reliving the day, I got the point. I get it. You know, it was like, yeah. I was like sitting there. I'm like, okay, I get it. I don't need to see the rest of the movie.
In other news, think... Brita has traveled to Harold Ramis's grave and pissed on it.
And it was, I think it was just like, oh, okay, I get it. Well, yeah, you know. But I think I stayed for that one. I didn't get up and leave. I did get up and I left the theater for Edward Scissorhands. Oh my god!
That movie sucked. That movie sucked.
Horrible.
Never seen it.
Oh my god! Yeah.
Don't bother, Jay. Just watch Beetlejuice twice.
Yeah.
even Beetlejuice was barely watchable.
No, Sandworms of Saturn. You can't beat the Sandworms.
Yeah, at least that had Michael Keaton in it.
He's good.
I don't think I made it
whatever
through Edward Scissorhands. Even the
he's making a comeback, Brita. I don't know.
I know, but like, what happened to him in the interim?
I don't know. It wasn't like what's his face, the dude from Enemy Mine and all that stuff. He was in a ton of shit, and then he got into coke.
Dennis Quaid?
Dennis Quaid. Yeah, Dennis Quaid disappeared because he was in rehab.
That scares me that I knew that quickly.
Come on, Enemy Mine's an awesome movie.
It is.
Sucked. Oh, God.
Let's see, there we go. Alan's got his right there. And he thought
that's not mine. Not mine.
I'm thinking fuck the top.
Hey, it's Thursday, February 5th, 2015. Hey, I said it right.
Yay!
Episode 137. It only took me a month. Anyway.
And you damn kids get off of Alan's lawn.
Yeah. Right. So our call-in topic, and I know you're dying to call in.
It's a great topic.
It is a good topic.
Is what popular movie do you hate and why? And you can,
Alan hates The Wizard of Oz.
You can call 214-530-0036.
I'm actually not a fan of The Wizard of Oz. I think it's horribly overrated.
Well, if you've ever read the books, the movie is not that good.
Yeah, it's Hollywood screwing up a good story yet again.
Yeah, as usual.
Actually, that's actually a pretty good segue for mine. Of course, Jay, what would you think would be the popular movie that I hate that I would give on this?
I don't know.
What's the one that I'm always screaming and yelling at?
Oh, the Avatar.
That's right. And it would be Avatar. Avatar is hands down one of the worst popular movies like ever made. It's fucking horrible. But I decided to not do the standard one. The movie that was really, really popular that I hated was Jurassic Park.
Really?
And that was because I read the book. And it was just such a radical departure from the book, and every, you know, it's,
yes,
I'm all for radical departures of the book, from the book. There's a bunch of movies where they made some changes and it's like, you know what? Good change. Or all right. You know what? I like the book, how the book did it better, but you can't do that in a movie as well. Yeah. So the steps they took made it more filmable. But just everything they did for Jurassic Park was just hinky and kitschy and pop culture-y and crappy. That, you know, like making Lex a computer hacker. It's like, come on.
Yeah, that was dumb.
I mean, it's a Unix
system.
Yeah, I could understand altering Lex because she was pretty much just a foil of just, she was just a stupid, spoiled kid that just, you know, she was Barbara from Night of the Living Dead. Or Jonesy from Alien. She was just a character that just got people killed. But, and I could see that being, oh, that's offensive. And I could see the feminists getting all upset that the one of the prominent girl characters is just a foil. you know, sort of idea. But they just made – there was such a radical departure that suddenly, you know, they decided to like – whichever the other one's name was, he was the Super Whiz Kid, and they decided to like essentially cut him in half and give her some of his Whiz Kid skills. And it was just ham-handed. And, of course, I have not – since I hated it so much, I have not since rewatched it as Jay has. So I have not seen how terrible it looks now.
I watched it like 15 years after it came out. Deliberately boycotted it because of all the hype.
Oh, you watched it for the first time?
Yes. Oh, interesting. Yes. Because it was one of those, like, no movie could possibly be this good. And it just.
You know what's really hilarious? And it's actually, I got thinking about it. You know what Jurassic Park I actually like?
The third one.
Oh no, the second one was horrible. And the second one doesn't even count because it was because it was not popular.
Yeah.
But the third one I actually enjoyed because Crichton didn't write it, and so it was just all written for screen, and so it's a stupid movie, but it was an entertaining stupid movie. That got me thinking about Jurassic World, and I'll watch it. All right, let's say hi to caller.
It's Jason.
Greetings. Good evening, everybody.
Greetings, human.
I think I'm going to guarantee that my two choices are pretty well likely to offend everybody tonight. So
those are the best. Okay, kind.
Wait. It has to be a popular movie that you don't like.
Yes, and I have two. The first one, and actually, I guess you could say this would actually encompass more than two. The Matrix movies.
Never seen it.
All of them?
Yeah.
I've seen the first one.
I've seen the first one. I've seen part of the second one, and that was about all I could handle. It was, I mean, first off, Keanu Reeves.
Yeah,
I mean, pretty much, I mean, I've heard people say this, I mean, my pastor quotes stuff from The Matrix in his sermons. And every time he does, I'm like, okay, but it's Keanu Reeves. Yeah, I mean, I could almost buy Hayden Christensen being the chosen one, but never Keanu Reeves. But
yeah, if Keanu Reeves was the chosen one, that was, you know,
I like the first one, but I'm not entirely offended because also at the same time that The Matrix came out, I don't know exactly like which order and how far apart they were, but I'd pretty much seen these ones in on and around the time was the 13th Floor and Dark City, which were both essentially a very same existential is reality that you're experiencing real sort of.
Yeah, except the 13th Floor was actually good.
The 13th Floor and Dark City were really good. Yeah. And the Matrix was just a cheesy popcorn movie.
Yeah. I was really disappointed that Dark City did not do better than it did. I mean, that was a really awesome movie.
Yeah, man, Bruce Spence. Every movie with Bruce Spence in it is awesome.
Uh-huh.
I don't know who.
The gyro captain from The Road Warrior?
Yeah. Exactly. Now
and one of the sharks from Finding Nemo?
Okay.
What about the Sauron in Lord of the Rings?
That all I good did not movies. Know. Wow.
All right, so what's the other movie, Jason?
All right. This is the one that pretty much is going to get every woman in America hating me because, let's face it, my wife already does because I hold this viewpoint. The Notebook, or basically any Nicholas Sparks novel that they made into a movie.
Not every woman.
Nah.
I'm a grown-ass man. You can't make me watch it.
I've never read any of the books and never seen any of the movies.
Well, don't worry. My wife has made up for you for your lack of interest in this. But, I mean, matter of fact, what really irks her, and the thing is, not all of the Notebook I dislike. The parts that have James Garner in it, those are pretty good. It's everything else in the movie. I mean, I keep telling my wife, if we ever watch the movie, I'm just going to fast forward to the James Garner parts. Because he's the only, to me, he's the only actor on that movie.
I have never seen that movie.
Okay. Consider yourself blessed, Alan.
I'm looking at his published works, and I don't think I've seen anything of them.
Nicholas Sparks is very popular.
I've
come to realize that all of his books are like the same story.
Mm-hmm.
They're just, you know, tear jerker, feel good, you know, touchy feely chick books.
Yeah. Absolutely. Not seen a one of them.
Here you go, Alan. Rita's told you to read the book. I've gone one better. I just put in chat the cliff notes for it.
I'm not sure I even want to read the cliff notes.
I'm not touching that link.
It sounds.
I mean, you can put Jar Squatter back on there. I'll go to that one before I click that one.
That was a different podcast.
That was.
I do not like unrealistic romances. I do like romantic movies. I just don't like the unrealistic ones. My version of the best romantic movie out there is No Reservations with Catherine Zeta-Jones. And that's about as
good
as I get.
I don't think I've ever
and
seen that.
It's pretty good.
Speaking of unrealistic romances, the remake of Sabrina. Oh, my God.
Oh, don't even. Yeah.
I remember I saw that in the theater with a girl who I was trying to date, and it didn't work out. But the whole – I remember the scene where Linus, who was played by Harrison Ford in this one, yep, mentioned that he was in love with Sabrina, and I went, huh? Really? It was ham-handed and not even real. You know, and then I eventually watched the Bogart one and went, oh yeah, okay, that was what they were trying to do.
Yeah.
I lost my faith in Harrison Ford with that movie. I thought he was one of the best actors out there, and then I saw him in that, and I'm like, okay, maybe he's lost the mojo.
He was great as long as he didn't have to run more than four sentences together at one time.
Yeah.
I did
like him in Regarding Henry. He was really good in that.
Love Regarding Henry. Oh, and mm-hmm, who shot him in Regarding Henry? Do you know? Uncredited. Oh,
Maggie Simpson.
Close. Because I'm sure he's done voices for The Simpsons. Did Leguizamo do any voices for The Simpsons?
I'm sure in the 25 years they've been on the air.
Yeah. But it was an uncredited John Leguizamo before he was anybody.
Huh.
Oh wow.
I love seeing people in uncredited roles like Ben Affleck in the Buffy the Vampire Slayer movie.
Mm-hmm.
Just a bit part, but that's Ben Affleck.
Yeah, that's why I like watching old 70s TV shows, because that's when all the actors who are like popular now got like their first roles, and like you're looking and saying, oh hey, I know that guy.
Tomorrow Never Dies, there's a skinny Gerard Butler as one of the one of the Navy crewmen for the British ship that gets taken down.
Oh cool.
Y'all pay way more attention to movies than I do. Wow.
Well, I am a movie guy. I'm waiting for the person to call in and say that they hate Citizen Kane, and I haven't seen it. I unfortunately will not be able to argue against it because it's severely dated.
Die down?
What?
You're waiting for the hype to die down?
Well, I don't know.
Spoiler alert.
They haven't got around to it in a week. Isn't that Netflix?
I don't know.
Well, we have the DVD at the library.
Yeah, I really like it.
Wait a minute, they have DVDs at the library?
Yes.
Do they have tax forms?
Sorry.
Do they have books at the library anymore?
Yeah, they have books.
Or is the library just for renting DVDs and internet porn?
Well, I tell you what, the last three shifts I worked, three shifts at the reference desk, not a single person has asked me for a book.
Wow.
Mm.
There you go.
Well, I tell you what, you should have Susan call you and ask you for a book.
Yeah.
For her book report, because that girl does awesome book reports.
Or get the dude that crank calls you and asks you for all of the read all the Robert Ludlum books.
Oh, that guy. Yeah. We suspect it's, you know, who was it? It wasn't Ludlum. It was like an author that was actually alive.
Was it Clancy?
No, it might have been Patterson.
James Patterson?
I don't. It might be Patterson. I can't remember who it was, but you know, it's. We suspect it's actually the author. You know, he calls up himself and asks, and you know, his ego is so great that he has to pleasure himself while listening to the titles of his own books.
Hey, that works.
But you know,
why would it work?
People are
that's
weird.
That's what we should do is we should have Major Claudio on and just read off all of his books. or we still need to have Larry Correa on.
Well, if he does, I want him to do the voices of the characters because I want to hear Sergeant Fallon.
Oh. Ooh. Marco?
Mm. Yeah.
Hmm. Well, she'll sound vaguely German.
Yeah, I was going to say, won't they all have German accents?
I know.
Oh, thanks for calling, Jason.
Have a good week.
Bye. Oh, man. 214-530-0036.
All right, so Brita, for you, it's Groundhog Day.
Well, yeah, I didn't like Groundhog Day. I have a very extensive list of...
I was going to say, there's more than that.
there's a list. I mean, my dislike from all Monty Python films is, you know,
legendary.
Yeah, and I have caught a lot of shit for that because I hang out with nerds. So, I just had one.
Brita.
What?
We still love you.
I know.
Brita also doesn't like Blazing Saddles.
I don't like Blazing Saddles. Oh, I don't like Fargo. I hated Fargo. Hated it.
I have mixed feelings about Fargo. I loved Fargo the first time I saw it. Ugh. And then I saw it again and I hated it.
Yeah.
And then I've since watched it again and I loved it. So I don't know. There's something about Fargo.
Yeah, I don't know. I hated it. I have a pretty long list of movies. I don't know. I don't have patience for bullshit movies. I hate gratuitous anything. You know, I hate movies that have too much CGI in them. You know. And I mostly hate remakes. Name a remake and I probably hate it.
What about the 2004 remake of Dawn of the Dead?
I didn't see it.
I thought that one was... I think that one was superior to the original.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
And I like Romero. But I felt also on top of that, the gun porn in that one is spectacular. Because
what is the movie that was just remade and it was a John Wayne movie and it had the little girl in it?
Oh, True Grit, another Coen Brothers.
Although that remake was excellent, I have to say. And nothing against John Wayne, because I love John Wayne movies.
I like both of those movies, but I would lean towards the Coen Brothers one just because of the surrealness of it.
Hmm. Okay.
I just the dialogue. The dialogue is so like stilted. It's almost like David Lynch dialogue in the fact of this isn't bad acting. These people are all being directed to sound that weird.
it's like Twin Peaks out west.
Yeah, exactly. Though I don't understand the people that try to say that Jeff Bridges' Rooster Cogburn is just the dude, you know, with an eye patch.
No, I disagree.
Not at all. No. Yeah, those people just aren't getting it. He's not at all like the dude. Well, he's a very competent, very very directed asshole. Versus the dude isn't even aware enough to be an asshole.
The dude abides.
Yeah, he's too stoned to be an asshole.
Oh man.
Oh my gosh, it's almost 9:30 already.
It is.
But also I gotta say that the delivery in the Coen Brothers remake of "Fill Your Hands, You Son of a Bitch" way better.
Yeah.
Way better.
I like that movie.
And I got to watch Wally stamp that on some AR receivers.
Cool. That's awesome. That's an awesome thing for a.
I have one of those AR receivers.
You do? Oh.
I do.
Oh, you have a Fill Your Hands one?
I do.
Was that the one I stuck in my pants?
Yes. Yes.
I didn't actually read it. I just stuck it in my pants. Oh, I didn't care. I'm just like, he pulled it out of a box. He says, "Oh yeah, this is Jay's." Yeah. And I went, "Hold on a second."
Oh no.
It's.
So it has some hog.
It has
just
hog.
Balls.
It
just hog. Balls.
Oh. Oh. No, your hog.
The hog is considerably less offensive than my nutsack. Well, and I just wanted to make sure that Jay would think about that every time he gets a nice cheek weld to that gun.
It's okay. I got your back in the FAL.
Oh, man.
What about the FAL?
Oh.
What did you do to my FAL?
Just think about the magwell. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, no.
So, Alan, what's your movie?
You don't take liberties with a man's piece. You just
I think
don't.
It's kind of cool.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
I actually didn't know you were at his shop when my FAL was being worked on.
Yeah, I'm...
I just know one thing for a fact is you didn't take the drywall screw that holds the grip on.
Oh, century you know, monkeys.
Yeah, you know, while he's like, yeah, it's got a drywall, had a dry, like, what was wrong with it? He goes, well, there was pieces missing when they put it together, and there was a drywall screw holding the grip on. And I said, oh, really? I didn't notice that. He goes, yeah, that one thing that looks exactly like a drywall screw, that's a drywall screw. And I said, did you replace it? And he goes, no, it worked fine. So I kept it on. It's charming.
His grip is made out of drywall.
That's almost as good as the AK-47 made from a shovel.
Was that a local guy who did that, Jay?
I think it was, because the first place I saw it was Northeast Shooters.
Yeah, it was after I kind of stopped with all forums and so I don't recognize the dude's screen name.
Hey, we got another caller.
Hey,
this is area code 972. Hello.
Oh hi, it's Rita.
Hey Rita.
Hi Rita.
Rita.
What? That was fast. I thought I'd be on hold, enjoying your the dulcet tones of your voices for a while.
We're starved for callers.
Yeah.
We put you on right away.
Well, awesome. Well, that's flattering or terrifying. I don't know which. But
I'd be scared.
Anyway, yeah, well, actually, it's your listeners who should be scared. Can I use potty language?
You can do whatever you want.
Yes.
Or family friendly?
No.
Yeah.
You can use family friendly potty language if you want.
All right. Well, you know, how about neither? How about just the full-on potty,
sure.
Potty version. Well, so you were talking about movies.
Yes,
I heard a movie. I really wish I'd come up with this term myself I was doing research on the internet and I found a movie title that I particularly admire. It's called "Cock Hungry Dick Pigs."
Is this on Netflix?
I don't know.
Wait.
I think you have to...
So she was... The research should be in, like, quotes, right? Research?
Right. Okay. I was doing research. Yeah. And yeah. It's a gay porn flick. Allegedly. Allegedly.
Oh, Top Gun?
Yeah. No. It's actually called... I think it's a serial... set of movies that are under that theme, that fall under the theme, allegedly. But anyway, but don't take my word for it. Y'all can GTS, right?
What?
Google that shit.
Oh, I should learn that.
Yes. That's a good one. I hadn't heard that one before either. That's going to my lexicon right fucking now.
Yep. GTS.
I'm bringing education to the people.
Well, thank you know, you. This is an educational show.
That's right. Yeah. We're filed under educational.
That's right.
Yeah, I like that. I was the first one to break the seal. I'm in a class where we're writing a lot of scripts. It's a creative writing thing, and we're doing that. And I was the first one to say, well, I was the first one to really let fly with a lot of invective. And since I'm probably, you could take almost anyone in the classroom, well, any two people, put them together, and they're still younger than me. I had classmates younger than some of my tattoos, and it's kind of funny. So I think that sort of felt like to them maybe grandma was cussing, but anyway, I enjoyed it, cussing in front of children. You know, I tried to call last week, and I think I called at the wrong time, but I was going to say how great Rita's hair looks.
Thank you.
It does.
It looks fantastic.
I love it.
It smells super really nice.
Thanks, gee, your hair smells terrific.
So Rita, what movie do you hate that everyone else seems to like?
Let's see. Grease. How about Grease? You go to karaoke, people that sing that fucking duet, you know, it just brings me back. I really, you know, I've got to admit, I've never really seen it all the way through, but it's one of those things that just, it's nails on a chalkboard to me. You know, John Travolta, I don't know. It's just
the one that I want song.
You know what? I could take that because I can completely divorce that. It was a big radio hit, which I remember, and that I you know, Olivia Newton-John gets a pass because she was in Sordid Lives, you know. So.
And Xanadu.
Anyway. Xanadu.
You know what? I was just going to carefully not mention
Xanadu was awesome.
I never saw it.
Is that from Pfizer? It's from one of the big pharmaceutical companies, Xanadu.
No, isn't that Xanax?
It should be a drug, Xanadu, shouldn't it?
Should be just one of those mood-altering things.
No, it's Charles Foster Kane's mansion. It's Citizen Kane.
Rosebud. It's a clitoris.
Oh boy!
You know what? Last weekend, I believe
it's Labia Minora, but keep going.
Okay, well, whatever. You know what? Never mind. It's the man in the little boat. I began and ended my career with absinthe last weekend. Speaking of things we poison ourselves with.
Oh, I have absinthe in my cupboard right now.
Did it make your heart go fonder?
Yeah, in a way.
Fuck you, Alan. Dad! I didn't.
So is it something, do you drink it occasionally?
Occasionally, yes. I like it mixed with, this is stupid, but I like it mixed with Diet Coke.
Yay! Ooh, actually, I think that would work.
It tastes like black licorice. I like licorice, so it's, you know, I don't know. But with some water. Nice.
I realized the other day I have a bottle of Pernod that's old enough to drink, you know? And it's one of those licorice, I don't mind it, but it's something that I never reach for, you know?
Right. So,
and I didn't think it was that different from licorice, or from Pernod, rather, I should say. There are other things. I really love Saint-Germain. That is really wonderful. The elderflower liqueur.
Oh, I've never had that.
The Saint-Germain cocktail has, like, sparkling water or something, or soda water, champagne, and the liqueur in it. It's really wonderful. Delicious.
I have Eau de Violette in my cupboard.
Mm.
I like that a lot. It's lovely.
I'd love to try that. I like the violet candies that you can get from France.
You would like it. You'd like it.
I bet I would. Yummy. Smells all nice and flowery.
Yep.
Mm. I like the Mr. Hankey reference. That just tops it off.
What tops it off?
The Mr. Hankey reference.
Oh, yeah. Howdy ho! What movies have I missed that y'all have referenced that drive you around the bend? Or have you?
Well, Brita started this off because she hates Groundhog Day.
Yeah.
Oh.
And since it was Groundhog Day,
I hate both the movie and Groundhog Day.
Oh.
The day.
The day itself.
Yes, because
it's kind of double whammy.
There are 6 more weeks of winter either way.
Yeah.
No matter what the guy says.
Yep.
If they all won't pay the rent. Sorry.
So irritating. And then they make a movie about it.
Well, I kind of don't mind it, although it's one of those movies. There's so many movies where Bill Murray is just playing Bill Murray, you know?
Yes.
Yes.
And which I happen to enjoy generally watching, but yeah, I could see where it could get under one's skin in a bad way.
I like Bill Murray when he's being in a serious role. I don't really like him when he's trying to be funny, because he just doesn't seem all that funny to me.
See, actually, I'll go a little bit like the polar opposite of what we're talking about. Is unpopular movies that I love is talking about Bill Murray is I am madly in love with Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou, and
I love that.
That's an awesome movie. What are you talking about?
So you got, because I just assumed that movie was made just for me because
no,
like, my old boss, my old boss just gave it to me.
Oh, I love that movie.
I just said, oh, I'd love to see it. She says, here, take it. Don't give it back.
Oh, that's yeah.
Wes Anderson.
Yeah, I love anything done by Wes Anderson. Just about. Yeah. I don't think I've seen a Wes Anderson movie I didn't like.
Also, as a marine biologist who's always wanted to be a marine biologist, I was always big on all the Jacques Cousteau documentaries, and I read his biography, and his biography showed what a fucking lunatic he was. And so suddenly but of course, in all of his documentaries, they toned down what a fucking maniac he was. And all of a sudden, Life Aquatic was essentially, imagine if they didn't have judicious editing when making a Jacques Cousteau documentary.
Yes.
Yeah, but you know that everyone who worked on the productions, all those people would spend the rest of their lives sitting in bars or restaurants with family, friends, whoever, and be like, you wouldn't believe how in fucking sane that guy was. I mean, I'm sure they were like, dig off of what a great story is. Yeah, we made him look good. We've got the cutting room edit. We know what really went on.
Oh my God, imagine if that existed. Oh, I would love to watch just the cutting room edit of Jacques Cousteau. Yeah. Just being all fucking crazy and maybe all drugged out or drunk.
Well, you know, anyone, I mean, let's just be honest, anyone who was going to put it all out there in a Speedo, that just says it all. He was just real comfortable with that.
Or killing. He was like all about just like killing anything that moved. Ooh. He's kind of like Audubon. Audubon's well known now for like all the conservation societies that have his name, but he was big on, I'm going to go out with a shotgun, I'm going to shoot a bunch of birds, and then I'm going to paint them.
Well, how else are you going to get them to sit still?
Exactly.
Yeah, really. Fuckers. Yeah, you know, I was going to say, it would be fun if there was like some seedy underground club where Marlon Perkins and Jacques Cousteau and the like would meet up they had a swinger party. Yeah.
I would actually say get in a knife fight. Knife fight would be pretty awesome.
That's where they'd check the people for cameras when they came in the door.
They'll make bets on who can make their assistant do the most fucked up shit.
Yeah, yeah. Who's Marlon Perkins' goon? What was his name?
Jimmy or Timmy or whatever? My assistant, Jimmy, will go.
Poke this polar bear with a stick.
Yeah.
Jim Fowler.
Yeah, that's it. My assistant, Jim, will now. Yeah.
Tonight, the part of Brita will be played by Jay. Yeah.
You know, one of my guilty pleasure movies what's it called? The Day After Tomorrow? That chalk, it's like neck deep in bullshit science, not science, that everyone believes is true.
Is that
the one with Jake Gyllenhaal, where everything freezes overnight or like instantly?
I've seen that one.
It's just so, it is so magnificently bullshitly, and that I just, it wraps around to being amazing. You know, I really, really like that movie.
I felt the same way about 2012. The movie, the disaster movie, mm-hmm. 2012, mm-hmm. where it's like you get to watch Los Angeles fall off like into the ocean.
No, I didn't see that one.
Oh yeah, it's awesome.
Well, I'm looking forward to that. I've seen the trailer for San Andreas a couple of times. I'm like, yeah, I'll go out and see that one.
Yeah,
that looks kind of fun.
Cool.
Yeah. So, anyway.
Well, thanks for calling, Rita.
Well, thanks always for a pleasure. Me. Thank you. Y'all have a good night.
All right.
Good night, Rita.
Bye.
Okay.
Ooh, all right.
Someone we haven't heard from in a long time.
Yeah.
Ooh, she Salvador Dali like... versus Jacques Cousteau. Now that would be awesome.
Oh,
that
man.
Is perfect. C90. Well, well played. Well played.
Oh man. I can't. Yeah. Wow.
All right. So Jay, what do you got?
I'm going to go old school.
Uh-oh.
And being a science fiction geek, this one's kind of tough, but 2001: A Space Odyssey. It bored me to tears.
Hmm.
Yeah, no, I don't like it either.
I did not care for it at all. It was supposed to be this grand epic and consciousness and blah blah, and I'm just watching it going, what the fuck was Kubrick on?
Well, acid? Yeah, but when did you see it?
I sometime in the 90s, I think.
Well, yeah.
I kind of wasn't alive when it came out, Alan. Sorry.
Yeah, well, yeah, but you saw it.
Alan's old. He saw
Alan,
it. He
Alan watched that shit in the 40s.
I think I did see it in the theater.
Alan watched it before it was a talkie.
You watched it in the original black and white.
Okay, it's 2001 is like Star Wars, right? It doesn't age well.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But when it was shown, it was fucking awesome. And I'm sorry, but even though Pan Am is dead, that intro, that shot of the Pan Am Clipper approaching the space station is still one of the most awesome pieces.
All right, that I will give you. That actually holds up, I think.
Yeah. And the whole scene with the stewardess and the weightless pin and all that stuff. I don't think they've done anything to match that in
they have. It was the flying saucers in Plan 9.
We have another caller. Yay.
Hey,
area code 843. Hello.
Hey, Alan. This is Ben. How y'all doing?
Hey, Ben. Thanks for calling.
The movie that I can't stand, I've only seen it once, and I haven't seen it recently, so maybe I'd like it better, was Fight Club. I just thought it was a screwed up mess.
Oh, okay. Them are fighting words. All right. Now I'm angry.
It's okay. He snowed in for about 3 more months. Yeah. So don't worry about it.
You're safe.
He'll forget about it by the time it's off.
Yeah, don't worry. There's 8 inches of ice around my car tires, so I can't go anywhere.
Yeah, but I mean, maybe if I rewatched it, I'm maybe in a different headspace where I would get it. But when I remember watching just thinking this is a screwed up movie. Especially when they got to the part about where it was all in his head. I was like, what?
I've never seen it. You just spoiled the whole movie for me.
Sorry. If after all this time you haven't seen it, your spoilers don't apply.
Yeah.
I know.
Statute of limitations.
There is a statute of limitations. You are perfectly allowed to give away the twist ending for The Usual Suspects.
Right.
Everyone knows that Citizen Kane, it's a fucking sled.
Right.
Yeah.
And Darth Vader is Luke Skywalker's father.
Oh, damn it!
And guess what? But, at the end of Passion of the Christ, Jesus dies.
Titanic.
The weird I am with you on Avatar. I thought visually it was awesome, but the best description I've heard of it was Fern Gully in space.
Fern Gully.
It probably would have been better if it had been Fern Gully in space.
Though I've got to say, at the same time, I found that the description of, because it was both Tam and Kevin Baker both told me, just unplug your brain and watch it, and it's pretty. You'll just enjoy how pretty it is, and don't pay attention to the plot. And it wasn't that pretty, in my opinion. It was just it didn't do it for me. Also, I'm a biologist, so half the biological shit and that stuff just didn't make any goddamn sense. So it pissed me off. But the movie that was unplug your brain and just watch it, it's pretty, is Inception.
Oh yeah, that was a great movie.
It wasn't a great movie. It was a fucking retarded movie.
I loved it.
It was a pile of plot holes loosely held together by twine.
It was awesome.
But oh my god, was the visuals of that amazing?
That's what you watch it.
Well, I thought Sucker Punch was that way. The visuals and the fantasy scene.
Oh, Sucker Punch was awesome. Good,
but the stuff in between was not only stupid; it was boring.
Yeah, I didn't watch all of Sucker Punch, but I definitely saw a good chunk of it, and yeah, it didn't inspire me to watch any more of it, but I did enjoy the visuals of what I saw.
I mean, the fantasy scenes were great. It was just everything in between the fantasy scenes that was screwed up.
Pacific Rim was another one of those. I really enjoyed watching that movie, but it was stupid.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Oh. You know what? Okay, here's one that I really liked. It was one of the dumbest movies I've seen in ages, but I loved it. Battleship.
Ooh, did not see it. Did you like it?
It was so stupid, and yet I loved it. It was so over the top, it was just dumb. But it was
I'm holding out for the Hungry Hungry Hippos movie.
It was kind of fun. I mean, it was just watching a battleship skid to a stop and start shooting the guns was just, you're just not going to see that in real life.
It was, I like that
movie, the movie make of the A-Team.
Yeah.
You know, the part where they're steering the falling tank by shooting the gun.
Oh yeah. I remember that.
I know it's a stupid movie, but it's a fun, stupid movie, and I like it.
Yeah. It'll actually be even more fun to. I haven't rewatched it recently, but of course, in that movie, Liam Neeson carries a Paraordnance P-14 or 1445 or whatever the hell the double stack 45 is, and all that. It'll be very, very fun the next time I watch it. Going, ha ha! They blacklisted you.
Yeah,
because of his anti-gun statements.
That's
after
right.
Taken 11D or whatever the hell it is.
Oh yeah,
I was super excited about Taken 2 until I saw the trailer and went. And I originally heard when it would first got greenlit that it was one of those. Okay, the terrorists that he took down in the whatever the hell, the people that he took down in the first movie are coming back for revenge. I'm like, oh, that's actually a pretty good continuation story. Except they came back for revenge by kidnapping his wife, and I'm like, oh, so they're just rehashing it. Yeah. Ugh, fuck you guys,
Hollywood. What can you say? Well. You know,
well,
we have.
All
right. Well, thanks for calling.
No problem.
All right. So, Alan, you're up last.
Oh.
You're the Anchorman.
See,
which, by the way, it was a horrible fucking movie.
I had a really hard time with this subject because I don't really hate a whole lot of movies. I mean,
I do.
I have another one. one that actually, like, angered me.
Okay.
Napoleon Dynamite.
Oh.
Oh my fucking awful. God.
Yeah, but that was that.
I want those 2 hours of my life back.
Was that?
I'm still angry about that.
Was that actually a popular movie though?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, it was.
Oh my god. Totally was. No.
I didn't.
It was kind of a culty popular movie.
Yeah.
It wasn't a blockbuster.
I think I watched part of that on HBO once and couldn't do it.
Good.
I watched. About
5 minutes of it, I felt my brain trying to get out of my skull.
Yeah.
It's just so stupid. My body was rejecting my brain.
Yeah.
Also, I can understand actually some people really liking it but I'm someone who works at anime conventions. So I know lots of people that are exactly like Napoleon Dynamite. And so because of that, it was just one of those, well, these people are just being mean. I'm not going to laugh at this guy. I just feel bad for him.
Yeah. Well, I hated everybody in the movie except the llama.
Except the llama.
I felt bad for the llama because llamas don't eat steak.
No. Oh, you know what? I've got a class of movies I don't care for.
Okay.
And it's movies that rely on a trick.
Yes. Yeah, because you can't watch them again.
Exactly. Once you know, like, what's the, you know, I see dead people. You know, once you...
Yeah, Sixth Sense.
Right. Once it's done, you're like, well, fuck, I can't. You know, it's like,
well, to be fair, the Sixth Sense, much like Fight Club, for the before mentioned spoiler, they're actually fun to watch again, only because once you know how it's going to end, it was shot very, very well in that everything pieces back together. So you go, no, it couldn't have been, because there was that scene. Oh, that's really well done.
Yeah, I just think it's taking a cheap and cheesy way of generating hype and controversy. I don't think it's good movie making. It's not, you know, it's relying on the shot, on the trick for publicity of the movie. Everybody, you got to go see this movie. It's the endings, you won't believe it. Instead of just being a good movie. I mean, they make so few good movies anyway.
Horror movies can also be the same way. I remember seeing The Others in the theater, and it scared the shit out of me. It was actually one of the few movies that actually, like, I got the goosebumps reaction. I'm like, I felt the fucking hairs on my arm raise up and go, holy shit, this actually happens to me? I've read about it, but I didn't know it happened. And then I watched it again, and it's just one of those, like, oh, yeah. I watched
Zombieland again with my daughter a few weeks ago, and it's still a great movie.
Yep.
I could watch that one over and over again.
Yeah. And that's not all movies. Rosemary's Baby scares the shit out of me every single time.
Yeah. That's a creepy fucking movie.
That's the thing about it is there's nothing like, as I was telling a coworker about it, I'm like, there's never a point where you're going to like jump out of your seat because you're terrified. And that's what makes it scarier, because it's one of those like the slasher movies.
Yeah. I don't like those.
As soon as you turn it off, you know, the slasher is not going to show up again because the movie's off. But in Rosemary's Baby, no, you're going to keep thinking about it and it's still scary.
Yep. We had other topics too.
We did.
We should
do a passing mention of, Liar Liar Pants on Fire.
Brian Williams.
John Kerry.
You know, okay, this is a meta comment about this whole thing. Is I love the anguished cries of journalists going, no one will believe us anymore. I'm like, dude, I never believed you in the first place. Who are you kidding? There goes our credibility. Nope. That ship sailed.
And it's not even no one will believe us anymore. No one will realize that we're throwing them completely biased bullshit lies.
Yeah. But it wasn't just Brian Williams. It was Brian Williams and everybody that was there, all his producers, all the executives at NBC, everybody that was involved in
any of that. Well, even worse is the radio was actually on the radio today, one of the radio hosts came up with his original account like right after it had happened, and he told it was him telling the truth how it actually went down, and it was recorded and it was on TV. And what, he thinks that the whole world's gonna fucking forget?
Well, apparently. And I don't know if
it would have gotten away with it if it wasn't a few meddling kids.
I don't know if this is true or not, but apparently Dan Rather has come out supporting him.
Oh, yes, he has.
He's an honest man.
Yeah. Richard Nixon could not be reached.
Brian Williams is going, dude, don't help.
Ray Nagin needs to give a line of support in his orange jumpsuit.
I did love I gotta look it up now. Hold on. Give me 2 seconds here.
It's okay, Alan. It's only radio.
Yeah, I know. Shit.
No, don't do that.
He's old. You never know.
Yeah, never trust a fart, kids.
Yeah, that's right.
They sometimes have a lump in them.
Oh, dear.
Yes.
You boys.
Yeah, this is the Highbrow Show.
Here we go. Jim Treacher on Twitter had the best line on this, and I'm going to put it in chat because it's so fucking awesome.
This is so good.
Jim Treacher. Who knew that watching his own daughter get her ass eaten on HBO would be the least humiliating thing to happen to Brian Williams this year?
Oh. Alan snorted.
Yep. I snorted Diet Coke when I read that at work today.
Wait, what's the story with his daughter getting her ass eaten?
She's on that TV show.
Girls. On HBO. The Lena Dunham Show.
Yeah. Oh. Ugh.
Yeah.
I've never actually watched the show.
I never have either.
It has Lena Dunham in it. Why would you?
Yeah.
I think she's naked in every episode.
Yeah.
You would think a show like that would be in my interests, but I just can't.
Well, I mean, just the bottom line though is like, I remember hearing Lena Dunham did some sort of like thing where like she was pissed off that everyone was like sex shaming her when she starts talking about sex. And it's one of those like things of the Lena, you're an unattractive person and you like are promiscuous. People don't want to hear about that. They just it's not good. I just, you know, you notice all the filthy shit that I talk about, you know, on this. I don't talk about my own sex life because nobody wants to picture weird doing the do.
No. You'd be surprised. Rule 34, man. Applies to everyone.
Oh, I was going to say, you know, I'm like, oh, I'd like to see that. But then Radis will fucking do it.
Yeah, you know, he's probably already working on it right now.
All right. You got to do it, Radis. I'm a man. I'll take my medicine.
Oh, man. And the other topic. Oh, we had a couple different ones. The other one was the King of Jordan.
I have a man crush on him.
He's actually kind of
badass,
and he seems to buy. He seems to be. I don't. You know, it's hard to know the real, but apparently he attended Gunsight back when Jeff Cooper still ran it.
He sure did, and Buzz Mills.
Yeah, and I think he kind of bumped Putin off the badass.
Well, what's interesting is I've always been speculating of whether or not ISIS, they're just so in the pale, and on top of that, you know, the whole like holy war thing is I was wondering if someone's going to go full crusade on them.
ISIS is the Texas open carry of the religious fanatics.
No, that's Tarrant County open carry.
Yes, I know.
It's a small splitter, a group of heretics.
Exactly.
But I always just assumed it was going to be some, you know, well-funded Christian group was just going to go all, you know, all swords of Exodus on them. But now it appears to be it's going to be the less crazy Muslims versus the crazy Muslims.
As it should be.
Should be. I'm perfectly comfortable with them getting their own house in order.
Yep. And who better to do it?
That's right.
I hear that Chuck Norris has a poster of King Abdullah in his book.
Oh, man.
Speaking of holy warrior.
Oh, And then the only other topic we had officially was the anti-vaxxers and their crusade to bring back all the diseases that have been eradicated in the U.S.
Well, not only the anti-vaxxers, but you have to wonder, like, where did all these measles come from? Could it be from all the undocumented children flooding in through the border?
Of course it is.
Undocumented, unvaccinated. I mean, you know, had that sickness last year that, you know, that respiratory thing that kids were getting. Why not measles? Why not anything now? I mean, we're not safe now.
That's a big thing. I had to get a tuberculosis shot to start my new job. That's one of those. They take tuberculosis very, very seriously, and and they have to now. We never had to worry about tuberculosis. Now we have to worry about tuberculosis because guess what? We got open borders.
Yep.
Well, Yeah. You know, they used to remember in I didn't personally see it, but when they were letting the immigrants in through Ellis Island, you know, one of the first things they did off the boat was screen you for diseases.
Yeah.
Yep.
And if you had one, if you had tuberculosis, if you had any of that stuff, you didn't get to come in.
Yep. And just think, it'll be back to like, my daughter will be living in a world like Alan was living in with, you know, little Jimmy getting struck down by polio.
It's possible.
Pushing kids in the iron lung around the kickball field. You had to do that, didn't you, Alan?
No. I didn't. But you know what? The measles, at one time, the measles was completely eradicated from the United States. We went decades without a case of measles in the United States.
That's the scary thing about it is because measles only lives in humans.
Yep.
So if you vaccinate everybody, it goes away. It's like the easiest damn thing in the world to eradicate.
Yeah, apparently
And we sure did. Now it's back because, there's people that live in third world countries where they actually worry about measles. And so they're going to make it so that us nice little semi-first world country gets to worry about measles again because diversity.
Well, here's the thing is, you know, it used to be, you got your MMR vaccination when you were like a little kid. And, that was it.
Yep. My daughter's gotten hers and she's screamed horribly.
And yeah, but then you never have to worry about it again.
Yep. Except now you do, cause it doesn't take for everybody.
Well,
hence why you need the herd immunity.
Yeah. That's the thing.
But yeah. But hey, let's all root and be happy about it because there was one paper by a doctor who was no longer allowed to practice medicine that was being paid to make a study.
Yeah.
Yep. No, I was actually it was interesting that this came up because I was talking to an anti-gunner, and he was like going, "Well, if it, you know," and I was essentially just saying, "Look, gun ownership's up, violent crime is down, and we're in the middle of a recession."
Yep.
That just says right there, gun control's bullshit. And he said, if it was that cut and dry, why would there still be gun control? And I said, this whole fucking anti-vaccine thing, it's even more cut and dry, and yet there are still people carrying water for it.
Yep. Because people are stupid.
Because it's about feelings and not facts.
What's interesting is earlier this year or it was last year, like Reason Magazine even came out in favor of mandatory vaccines. The fucking anarchist, the anarchist libertarian, you know, magazine. The one where I'm like, you know what? Some of this stuff's pretty good, but you guys kind of should tone it down a little bit when I'm reading their articles. And yet they were even for this. And yet there are still people going,
it's very hard to make a argument against vaccinations that without sounding like a nutcase.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
but they lead to the autism.
No, they don't.
Oh, good.
Hence the reason why Reason Magazine's in favor of it. If it causes more autism, it's more libertarian.
Well, you remember when state of Texas did the vaccine for the, what was it, chlamydia or something like that?
Oh, no, HPV.
Yeah, HPV. And they the state mandated the vaccine for that, and everybody's completely lost their shit over it. You know, and I don't know. I kind of didn't disagree with it.
Oh, I didn't disagree with it at all. I actually had a friend I went to high school with got cervical cancer.
I mean, yeah. I mean,
I don't think she had HPV.
You got a virus that has a proven link to causing cancer in a really horrible form of cancer, you know. And this one shot can clear it up, and not only that, but you won't get it, you won't spread it.
Well, also it's one of those I've heard HPV is kind of like herpes in the sense that not necessarily everybody manifests it.
Right,
it's one of those like it's,
that is
they
true.
Don't they, like when someone goes into their clinic and says, yeah, give me the battery of STD testing. They don't test for herpes because guess what? It's going to test that you have it.
Hmm.
So it's just not. It's just they just don't even bother. It's one of those like so. There's the people that don't test positive for the herpes virus are such a rarity that it's not even worth it.
Can the test? Because is it because the test can't differentiate between the cold sore form and herpes and the other kind?
Well, I mean that's one of the things. Much like HPV, there's plenty of people that have herpes, will test positive for the virus. They have the virus. But either because of how the I don't know if it's because of the genetics of the virus and the genetics of the carrier, but a lot of them will never know that they have herpes. So and I don't even know if they know that whether or not they can spread it.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Get your damn kids vaccinated, people.
That's Jesus. Right. And remember, vaccinate them for space herpes.
That's oh God, space herpes the worst. Oh man, talk about a movie I loved. God.
Oh,
Ice Pirates, man. What a great movie.
It is worth it just to watch it for a sex scene written obviously by a virgin.
Yeah.
Just watching that sex scene going, this person's never fucked anybody.
Oh.
Like they don't even know what it's like. They just You've been with a lady. Well, what's it like? Sorry, Brita. Quote Monty Python.
It kind of reminds me of those wonderful medieval drawings of elephants made by people who had never ever seen an elephant but had one described to them.
Oh, the ones where they have like fangs and stuff.
Yeah, it's just they don't look like elephants.
No,
yeah,
they're just really long.
Yeah,
and made out of ivory.
I think we're done. Are we done?
We could be done.
Yeah, we're done.
Oh, it's an awesome show. That was like the best show ever.
It always is when Brita comes up with the call-in topics.
Brita comes up with good call-in topics.
So next week, I think the call-in should be, what's the awful movie that you secretly love? And then we can ridicule people.
Oh, man.
Oh, I'm in on that.
I'm horrible at that because I love a lot of shitty movies.
I had an idea for an alternate call-in topic this week because I saw an article about how the feminists are – there's a lot of infighting between feminists and trans women. I don't know if I'm saying that right. Men
yes.
Men who are – I don't know. But
is it about the vagina monologues?
Well, these feminist types are saying that for men to present themselves as women and want to be called women and blah, 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 they're calling it like a genital blackface.
Oh,
like it's like
once.
A, speaking of STDs.
Oh, God, no, I got genital blackface.
They're saying it's like a, you know, insulting to real women and blah, 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 you know. But so my alternate, and I maybe next week, I love the, and we were talking about the death match between Jacques Cousteau and Salvador Dali. I set up the death matches between different groups of.
Oh, Brita.
The social justice.
Oh, Brita.
And not just like set up the death matches, but why are they fighting?
Oh, Brita, you magnificent bastard.
Right?
Oh,
I know.
Love you so much, Brita.
So we should do it next week?
Yes. Oh,
Brita,
yes.
Brita, let me just say this right now, clearly on the air. We're still on the air, right, Alan?
Oh, yeah.
I want to make sure the squirrel report would be nothing without you, Brita.
Aw, well.
Actually, it just literally would not exist without Brita.
It would definitely be called something else.
Yeah. Oh,
well, thanks,
yeah.
Weird.
No, that's,
I'm glad
that's
here too.
It's officially the call-in topic. That okay. is. That's just that everyone the, think about their. It's
do
it's,
your homework.
That may be the whole damn show.
Death hashtag Deathmatch Thursday.
Yeah. Okay.
Ooh.
Awesome. Social justice warrior group. Death matches.
Yeah, everyone go to iTunes, give us 5 stars, and then trend that shit on Twitter. Hashtag squirrel report, hashtag death match. Or what is it, at squirrel report? Do we have at squirrel report?
Yes.
What's our
SQRPT? All right. SQRPT.
Yeah, so at squirrel report, Deathmatch Thursday. Hashtag Deathmatch Thursday.
Oh dear.
Let's see if we can get on Twitchy. We'll have Michelle Malkin on as a guest.
Wouldn't that be
awesome? I want to have Michelle Malkin on.
You just want to have Michelle Malkin.
Well,
yeah.
She can kill you with her brain.
She probably can.
She could. She's scary.
In nunchucks.
You know who we need to get on?
Nunchucks, Jake.
No, she's Filipino. She uses those little fighting sticks.
Oh, my God.
And M1 carbines.
And M1
I thought it would be a machete.
And investment cast 1911s.
Yeah, okay, you want to people I would love to have on the show since we're going down that road. Rachel Lucas.
Okay.
Yeah, done.
I think that would be awesome.
We can do that. I will talk to her about it. She would be good.
I think so.
Okay.
All right, folks. We'll see you all next week.
Thanks, everybody.
Yep.
Good night, Internet.
Good night.